Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And shall we talk a little bit about the Qatar incident? Now, I wonder, have you heard of the Qatar incident? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Basically, here's the backstory to this one. It's vaccine-related. In April 1955, more than 200,000 children in five Western and Midwestern US states received the new polio vaccine. But in this case, the process of inactivating the live virus proved to be defective. So within a few days, there were reports of paralysis. And within a month, the first mass vaccination program against polio had to be abandoned. Subsequent investigations revealed that the vaccine, which was manufactured by a Californian-based company called Qatar Laboratories, hence the name, the Qatar incidents, had caused over 40,000 cases of polio, leaving 200 children with varying degrees of paralysis and killing 10 kids. That is what the Qatar incident was. And if you think about it, that was back in 55. Of course, it caused a lot of issues came out of that. But perhaps one of the things that was probably most disturbing was that the Qatar, the company concerned that produced these defective vaccines, was liable to pay compensation to those damaged by its polio vaccine. And this opened floodgates to waves of litigations as a result. And this is the interesting bit. Vaccines were amongst the first medical products almost eliminated by lawsuits. Indeed, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was created in 1986 to protect vaccine manufacturers from litigation on a scale that threatened the continuing production of vaccines. So, you know, the thing about it is that this was actually, there was lessons to have been learned from the Qatar incident, but none of those have been the right lessons. So maybe the thing to do is we have to be very, very careful before we do release any new so-called vaccines. And we need to put safety absolutely paramount. And if there's any risk at all, we simply can't launch them. Well, now, that was 1955. In 2020, we took a very different approach. Now, didn't we? And by the end of 2020, the floodgates were open. These new experimental gene therapies were repackaged and sold as 100% safe, 100% effective vaccines. And honestly, safety went out the window, absolutely out the window. And the tragedy was, of course, as millions and millions of people took them, millions and millions of people had the risk of having an adverse reaction, some of which were serious, up to and including death. So in other words, you know, what happened with the polio vaccine back in the 50s has kind of been erased or forgotten in the haste to get the COVID vaccines out. So it does sort of speak to the nature of modern vaccine production, that safety, which you might have thought was the absolute priority, can be easily sacrificed when there's a lot of money to be had and when you've got to get to market very, very quickly, which is exactly what happened in 2020. I remember speaking to pharmacy friends of mine and our people in the pharmaceutical industry, and they always said to me the same thing. It takes about 10 to 15 years to get to market, if you're lucky. Some of them don't ever get to market, and then you've got a few years before it goes off patent. So that's why sometimes the price of drugs is so expensive. There's this long sort of birth process for a new vaccine or injection. And it lasts, you know, up to at least a decade, certainly more than about 2 or 3 months. Oh, David, you don't understand. The Pfizer, they assured us, AstraZeneca, they assured us. Yeah, they did. But what they were assuring us wasn't evident in their own research. And we now know, thanks to the work from people like Naomi Wolf and others, that they knew from the get-go that these vaccines, so-called vaccines, very much like those in the Qatar incident, were not fit for purpose. And, you know, and now I think there's a general acknowledgement as, oh, well, yeah, there might have been some problems you know, a grudging tacit admission that there was something a bit wrong. But that's no consolation to all the families concerned, is it? You know, and it seems to me that the vaccine industry, as it's developed as part of sort of the Rothschild medical ethos, it's a very dark and dangerous industry, whereby, you know, these things can be given to millions of human beings. And oftentimes we can't be sure, or, you know, do they do what they say? What are the risks? Are the risks greater than we, that which we might believe? All of that stuff is just not, it's kind of swept under the carpet. And then, of course, as we saw with COVID, the drug companies are given legal indemnity, so you can't sue them anyway. So they literally get away with murder. Makes you think.